I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Blessed greetings of love, Poopa Curly. Welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing?
Oh, my brother, blessed love. Thanks for having me. Big butt callers culture.
Yes, Poopa Curly, man. Poopa Curly. So if you guys don't know who Poopa Curly is, Poopa Curly has been promoting reggae music, doing reggae music, singing reggae music for over 30 years here in California, and he's got to start back in Belize. He's a Belizean, and you just released some music, and let's talk about your brand new stuff, and we'll get into the history a little later. But let's tell us about Poopa Curly and your new music.
Yes, I have a brand new single dropping this week called "Can't Breathe." As a matter of fact, you don't know what it's all about by just listening to the title.
Right, right.
But very rebel type of music, man. And then, of course, we had dropped last May another single called "Lives Are Not Games." And prior to that, I did a single earlier in January after I got back from Africa. I was in Africa. Mm-hmm. Soaking up some of that Ugandan life, you know?
Okay.
And, I dropped a single called "Wake Up Mama." And of course, it's Mama Africa we're talking about.
Okay.
And then last year, I dropped a single on Tuff Gong International called "Money."
Oh,
and
wow.
Those are the four singles I've released since coming back from my slumber.
Okay. So you self-produced these? You had someone produce these with you in Los Angeles, Jamaica, Belize? Who did the production on the record?
Actually, the music production is all done by, for three of the songs, actually. It's done by Carl McGregor from the original Bamifi Bandula, and he's a Belizean producer, but he's been around California for a while. Matter of fact, you may know his brother, Delhart McGregor, who's a drummer, a very well-known drummer around.
Okay.
But one of the tracks is produced by a Belizean producer named Junior Mar.
Okay, wicked. So produced locally and with your Belizean brother right there, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Now the song that you wrote, "Lives Are Important," or what was this? What was the
"Lives Are Not Games"?
"Lives Are Not Games," and you wrote that before all this stuff kind of blew up, yeah?
Oh, yes. That was recorded last year for the album that I have forthcoming, actually. I have an album coming out very soon.
Okay, so you released these four singles, and those four singles are part of a new album that you have coming, an LP?
Or exactly.
Or a CD? Or you release the vinyl and stuff, or are you going to do digital? What are you going to do?
It's mostly digital.
Okay.
I'm going to be, actually, it's going to be distributed by Gorilla Status, which is a record company from up north, Northern California.
Okay.
They're going to be doing the digital marketing and promotions for me.
So you have everything is already in the pipe. You just need to finish everything up. All the documents and all the machine is ready for you, right?
Exactly. All the music is finished, man.
Okay.
Just getting ready to drop everything very shortly.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So it's nice to see you back on the scene. So let's get back into the history of Poopa Curly. So, now, for you guys that don't know, Poopa Curly used to throw major concerts up in Los Angeles and Long Beach, the Caribbean Sea Breeze, and all these things, right? So when did you move to California? Did you move here from Belize? Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's been a while. 1978 is when I came to Los Angeles.
Whoa.
Yeah, way back in the day.
And then so in 1978, you said, you know what? I'm gonna keep my culture alive by doing shows or DJing, or what happened?
Exactly. I started DJing myself. I'm actually a disc jockey myself. That's where everything started, you know, jumping on the microphone at the host parties for my sisters. And, you know, people start giving me a little encouragement, and one thing lead to another, you know. And of course, the Kangal Productions came along after I released my very first single, which was Crack is a Killer.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then we started doing some work there.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's and so before we get to Kangal, which we're going to touch on here in a little bit, how many Island Sea Breezes did you do?
Sea Breeze Festivals, you mean?
Yeah, Sea Breeze Festivals, yes.
Man, we did about 12 years of Sea Breeze Festivals, just about.
And you had everybody, Barrington, Junior Reed, Barris, and you name it, right?
Oh, man, we had everybody.
You had everybody. It was so great to go up to the Queen Mary Park.
Yeah, what was great about it, too, we had like a 99.9% artist show, which means just about everybody we booked show up to perform.
Yeah, that's one thing about your shows. You almost never had a no-show at your concerts, which was, you know, back in those days, you weren't sure if Gregory was going to show up or not, you know?
There you go.
Well, right on. So you have a rich history in reggae music. You brought the culture here from Bailey's, and then you got involved in concert promoting, and you brought all the artists from Jamaica here, and you brought Punta artists, you brought Bailesian artists, you did all kinds of things.
Exactly.
Very, very, very cool. Those were the times. So you took a little time off and you went into teaching, yeah?
Yeah, man. I've been teaching for about 12 years, special education. Actually, while I was running the store, I was going to school. I used to jump on a bicycle and ride across a couple of blocks and end up on USC's campus, where I got my bachelor's degree from international relations, actually. So, you know, been doing quite a little bit of things, man, but I took that break and ready to just do what I love all over again, you know?
You're ready to get back into it. You're ready to jump in. That's awesome.
Yes, my brother.
That's cool. So, one of the concerts that you, I first saw your name, when I first moved here to San Diego, I moved here in 89, and then Kangal was throwing these big concerts up in Carson at the Velodrome, and one of those concerts was you, Maka B, Shabba Ranks, Papa San, Lady Patra, and we had the Naki from Japan.
Yes, sir. You remember well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Those were the times, man. And so do you remember very much about that show? Can you tell us what the vibes were like? I remember going there, and it was nice.
Well, it was very nice vibes, man. The Velodrome, matter of fact, where one of the soccer teams took over that area right now. Is it the LA, one of the LA teams?
Mm-hmm.
And, back then, man, the Velodrome was really, really special for reggae music, you know.
He brought Dennis Brown. He brought the I3s.
Yellow Man. A bunch of people, Pinchers, you name it. Major Mackerel, a whole heap of...
Roundhead.
A whole heap of artists, man. It was a blessed time, actually.
It was very, very cool times. So 30 years in the business now. You did your promotions. You took your time off. You know, you're back. You're ready to charge it again, and that's beautiful. And we, you know, looking forward to hear your music and see what you're doing and stuff. All right, now
by all means.
All right. So where can they find Pupa Curly online? What's your social medias and stuff?
Well, definitely Pupa Curly Facebook. It's also at Pupa Curly for Instagram and you might have a TikTok account and everything right now.
Okay.
So we push in all the social media.
So you can just Google Pupa Curly, PupaCurly, and then you can find out all Pupa Curly.
Exactly. And we have about 4 videos on YouTube right now, so you could go ahead and check that out.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it. So check out the YouTube videos. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Build them up. Pupa Crow's been doing works for a long time. And you have a great name in the business, and we all love you, and we're glad to see you coming back and coming forward again and doing your thing and thing. All right?
Appreciate the love, my brother. Appreciate the love.
Yeah, man. So I want to get into – I've been doing these interviews, talking to people that have been doing reggae music for a long time, and it's about sound system and dub music. And what does dub music mean to you?
Well, dub to me is just the heart of the music, my brother. I mean, I used to write songs to dubs, and also the feeling of the dub and the dance, you know, just vibes in to the music, you know. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's the heart of the music every time.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love dub music and sound system culture. I love all that stuff. And you came up on the sound system. You got your first start. You know, you did your sister's parties and thing, but on a bigger scale, you got to jump on the sound system that people love reggae music and thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. You got a song out of Belize called Stone Jams, so similar to Stone Love. He was like was a big name in Belize, and still is, actually.
Okay.
And that's where I kind of like started working with his system. Mm-hmm. Used to have these block parties down in Belize where you have a big song on both ends of the block, mm-hmm. kind of just battling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. It was the vibes, you know, times to remember.
Very cool, very cool. But there wasn't a lot of sound systems in Belize, but you did have some, and they did enjoy the whole sound system culture and all that stuff, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Very
good.
Yes,
definitely. Not as big as Jamaica, but, you know, it was just a kind of budding industry coming out.
Yeah, yeah. And then in those days, sound system culture was really, like, really, really exploding at those times. And, you know, a lot of sounds were coming up, and not everybody had one, but people were getting, it was, sound system culture was spreading around the world. So very cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man. Well, thanks for your time talking about music and your new music and your old music and your new music and your promotions and all that stuff. And we appreciate your coming here over to Bob Radio and spending time with us.
Well, thank you, my brother. Blessed love to all your listeners. And stay safe, Carlos.
Yeah, man.
Respect. All right.
Yeah, man. I got it.
That last song was dedicated to everyone who missed it because they were in the bathroom changing their tampon. And the next 12 hours of songs are for anyone who's trying the Diva Cup for the first time and is currently kicking back with uninterrupted period protection. Sound good to you? Check out the world's number one menstrual cup for yourself at shopdiva.com and get 10% off with code RADIO10. Conditions apply.